Invisible Fiends, Doc Mortis, by Barry Hutchison, read by David Thorpe. This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227. Prologue.
What had I expected to see? I wasn't sure. An empty street. One or two late-night wanderers, maybe. But not this. Never this. There were hundreds of them. Thousands. They scuttled and scurried through the darkness, swarming over the village like an infection, relentless and unstoppable. I leaned closer to the window and looked down at the front of the hospital. One of the larger creatures was tearing through the fence, its claws slicing through the wrought iron bars as if they were cardboard. My breath fogged the glass, and the monster vanished behind a cloud of condensation. By the time the pain cleared, the thing would be inside the hospital. It would be up the stairs in moments. Everyone in here was as good as dead. The distant thunder of gunfire ricocheted from somewhere near the village centre. A scream followed, short and sharp, then suddenly silenced. There were no more gunshots after that, just the triumphant roar of something sickening and grotesque. I heard Amina take a step closer behind me. I didn't need to look at her reflection in the window to know how terrified she was. The crack in her voice said it.